Sing hallelujah, oh my soul, sing hallelujah, oh my soul, sing hallelujah, oh my soul will sing hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, oh my soul will sing
hallelujah,
oh my soul will sing
hallelujah,
oh my soul will sing
hallelujah. You reign forever. Oh my,
oh my soul will sing.
Reign for,
reign forever.
Oh my,
oh my soul
will
sing.
Reign
forever.
Oh my,
oh my soul will sing.
Hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul will sing.
Brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Oh, my soul will sing.
You brought me
over. Oh, my soul will sing.
Sing hallelujah.
One more time.
You brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. How you doing? Welcome, welcome. So good to have you here. Woof! Yep, so we're here again this today. Whatever time zone is, meet you once again. It's our 101st episode of the Faith Boost, Morning Faith Boost officially still. I believe it's been blessing you. Still looking forward to hearing more feedback. Just buzz me. I mean, drop a comment. You know, thanks for all the feedback. You know, I think we had quite some feedback yesterday. You know, so thank you. Thank you. But hey, let's have some more feedback. Let me know how you're doing, how much this has been a blessing to you. And hey, what's God doing? What's God doing? You could, if you don't mind, drop general gist, all right? Let's talk about the goodness and the kindness of God, because that's what we're dealing with this week, all right? Psalm 23 says the goodness, all right, and mercy of God, they follow us all the days of our lives, and we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So by way of starting, let's kick off from the first verse again of Psalm 23. We will stay with the King James today. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is. Don't forget the present tense reality of God. He is our light, our strength, our fortress, our keeper, our guide. Listen, like we said yesterday, Christ is your life. He is. Please maintain the confession. He is your life, all right? You are the healed of the Lord. He is your health. He is your strength. He is the strength of your life. Thank God for the pills. Thank God for the rest and the exercise. And all the things we need to put in place in the natural. Thank God for them. At the end of it all, our foundation and our fortress is the Lord. Okay, He is the strength of our lives. We're not sustained by the drugs. We're not sustained. No, we're sustained by the Lord. Okay, we're sustained by Him. Because sometimes everything really falls like a pack of cards. All right, it just, you know, prove to be sinking sand, and then people are disappointed. Oh, but I've been taking my meds. Oh, but I've been faithful. Oh, I've been you know, taking my, you know, 10,000 steps every day. Oh, and please, by all means, you know, we need to, God gave us our bodies, and we need to do all we should do, and Yes, I mean, most of us haven't and are not yet doing what we should do. So please do, all right? But at the bottom of it all, the Lord is the strength of your life. He is the strength of your life. Christ is your life. Keep that going. Keep that in your heart. And please, keep listening, all right? I know someone had shared with me how that once the faith boost ends, you know, he listens a second time. Right there, like immediately, so that, you know, he knows that he clocks in like an hour of maybe praying in tongues and all together with it. So he knows, okay, 30 minutes, I'm done. All right, so I've loaded up. I'm like, oh, that's good. I know, you know, some take notes, some this is like devotional. So I appreciate all efforts, you know, whatever other wisdom, you know, you might be applying or God might have given you, where this broadcast or any other thing God is asking you to do to feed your faith is concerned. So all we're saying is, Keep it there, okay? Keep it there. It's the word. So we act on the word. We feed on the word. And let's encourage each other, because sometimes we slack off, okay? We slack off. I've been there too. Just slack off. After being consistent for a while, just sleep off. And then, you know, drop a bit. You know, yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, it drops because, you know, there's certain more activity at certain seasons more than some others. But try and define for yourself what your barest minimum per day should look like or per week, you know. So try and define that. So in a week, you know, looking at your schedule, you could say, okay, I do X amount of this and X amount. Barest, if I don't do that, I do this. And then my lighter weeks, I do an X amount of that, you know. But what we need to always all time be sincere about is priority. You know, you could watch a whole day go by and then realize you really give time to certain things you considered, you know, as important, all right? So, like, we all realize what the pandemic made everybody realize. The things we thought we didn't have time for, we could have time for them, you know? People had to sit back at home and give time. Yeah, I mean, so some still had to find their way around, not still prioritizing some things. But, I mean, just realize, oh, some things are important. It's like someone who, like people say when men are at their dying beds, they usually don't talk about, I wish I could spend more time at work. They remember the things that they really haven't given attention to. So that those realities of life that come are like, I should have, I could have, you know. So same with spending time with the Lord and spending time with the Word. They are sometimes seemingly legitimate activities, you know, and then they stare us in the face. They come, they go, and then time spent with the Lord is gone. So Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, all right? Let me know if that blessed you, all right? I believe someone needed that. All right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. All right. So this is our key text. Goodness and mercy follows. And we've picked surely. Okay. So we've looked at what surely is in Isaiah 53. Surely himself, I mean, took infirmities, carried away sicknesses, chastisement of peace was upon him. With his stripes were healed. Today, we will feast on the 91st Psalm. All right? Can I hear you go, woo, glory, you know? So the 91st Psalm, all right? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, I'm reading King James, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, this is it. Surely, all right, he will deliver me. Who is he? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. He just gave us like five different descriptions of who God is. So he says, surely he will deliver. Who is he? The Most High. Who is he? The Almighty. Who is he? Your refuge. Who is he? Your fortress. Who is he? Your God. Please, this is not me just trying to take out time or play around. I trust and believe there's a revelation the Holy Ghost is picking out from this. All right. Again, he says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I mean, this is someone, you know, and like I said, some fingers point at David, some other fingers point at Moses, but get blessed, all right? So it comes right after the 90th Psalm, which is a Psalm of Moses. If you have that in your Bibles, it's written above it. And somewhat because of use of feathers and all of those kinds of stuff, it might kind of like tilt to Moses, really. But hey, yet again, David was a man of war and all of that. So good tilt both ways. But once again, get blessed. So he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Most High is El Elyon, all right? One of the names of God, all right? And then he'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty, El Shaddai, okay? So these are two mighty, outstanding names of God. You find that when Abraham met with Melchizedek, okay? Bible called Melchizedek the priest of the Most High God, the priest of El Elyon, okay? And then God showed up to Abraham and said, Abraham, I am the Almighty. I am El Shaddai. Walk before me. I'm the blameless. These are revelations, all right, that Abraham had. Okay, El Elyon and El Shaddai. Okay, El Elyon, the Most High, the highest. Oh, goodness, the highest of the highest. Okay, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, I need someone to connect me. I need someone to know. You've got a Father who is the Most High, not the Most Low. He is the Most High. Nobody higher than Him. He knows what He's the biggest. All right, He's the biggest. Glory to God. And then El Shaddai, the Multi Breasted one, the all-sufficient one. He could meet all the needs, and then, you know, there's no problem anywhere. So the language here is interesting, and it's important that you and I know what God is revealing to us here, and I trust that this is blessing someone. So you see, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, the highest, all right? And then abides under the shadow of El Shaddai. You could take out time and, you know, think through this on your own. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. A refuge is a place of hope, a shelter, okay? A shelter. And my fortress. A fortress, you know, yes, sounds like a shelter, but a fortress is like when you're in a castle, okay? A place of strong and mighty defense. Is not penetrable. Do you understand that, all right? So, like what you call a stronghold, okay? You're shielded, you're protected. So refuge is shelter, fortress is now defense. So it's like a combination of two things. I am safe, a place of hope, a place of rest, my refuge, my covering, my shelter, and then my fortress, my defense. This is solid. Four descriptions in two quick verses before we get to surely He will deliver me. Hey, who is delivering you? El Elyon, El Shaddai, refuge, fortress. So this is someone having a revelation of God. This is you knowing surely. Now, we come back to the New Testament, and I love the fact that Jesus now comes to reveal to us the fatherhood of God. But I appreciate how that, you know, God has allowed us to, you know, come across these redemptive names, you know, as they are popularly called, all right, before, you know, Jesus shows up. It's like, so maybe your child, all right, or you to your own parent or something, you know, you just know daddy's home, daddy plays with me, daddy, you know, hangs out with me, but you don't know what daddy does. So you have this old revelation of daddy, 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 you know. So someday you follow daddy out, and then you're like, you maybe go to his office, and, you know, you see people open the gate, people say, yes, sir, and then you know, go through the elevator, or climb the stairs, and then you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know my dad was this powerful. All right, so God gave us the reverse. All right, so we see the power, the revelations of God, the mighty one, the Lord of hosts, you know, the mighty man of battle. We see all of that, and only to realize that great old big God, He is my daddy. Oh my goodness, what a privilege. Do you understand that now? You know, so He's Most High, He's Almighty, all right, refuge, fortress, then my God, in Him will I trust. So I put my trust in Him. I know, oh, come on. Because we say, oh, surely, then we want to quote Psalm 91. And I'm glad, you know, that this whole pandemic seemed to have awoken the church, all right? Awakened the church, all right? In the reality of the 91st Psalm. Now, maybe it didn't last, all right? A whole lot of fear still being talked about, you know, maybe not as much, but there's still fear. There's something we need to come to, all right? Pandemic or not. Things happening around us or not, this is the reality of God. This is sure. So the psalmist here says, in him, I put my trust in him. I don't trust things. I don't trust, you know, like I said earlier, thank you for exercise and all, where health is concerned. Same way, thankful for finances, investments and all. Thank you for all the things in the natural you should put in place as best as you can and as opportunity avails itself, you know, and as you can discipline yourself, please put things in place. But the Lord is your refuge. The Lord is your fortress. In him, you put your trust. In him, you put your trust. Trust is a big topic, all right? And I maybe someday, all right? We might get there. Maybe someday. But if you can, you could hook up to what I'm teaching our church Sunday, if you're free, Sunday message, all right? Right here on Spreaker also, if you just click back to my name up there, it takes you to the very many folders, and then you see Spirit Life Christian Center there. So on Sunday, listen to what I'm going to say, all right? And then the influence of the Spirit also Sunday evening, which you could catch also one of the folders there. It will bless you. There's a big issue, trust issue we've got to deal with in the body of Christ. It's beyond the worship. There's a trust issue, and you can't effectively be led by the Spirit of God if you don't fully trust him. You hear people say, well, I know God is telling me that. It's just that. I'm just thinking. I'm like, you know, this is strange. You know God spoke to you and you're still analyzing. Where did we learn that? Where did we learn that? You know, so we've seemed to have unconsciously, or we might be unconsciously abusing our understanding of God's love. You know, Paul, who taught us the reality of the new creation, please don't forget, also mentioned the fact that we're soldiers, and that being soldiers, we should not be entangled with civilian affairs. But unconsciously, the half of the church, most times, very many of us really, and from time to time, we just get swung into civilian affairs and the things of the king and his kingdom. You know, they take like a backseat. You know, they take like a backseat. And it's amazing how that you would see, because I'll switch into the Amplified soon enough, you would see that the protection of God also has purpose attached to it. All right? The way the Amplified phrased it, when we get to the verse, I'll switch, you'll see that. All right? But I might need to just rush up now. All right? So, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, he will deliver me. Now, so many people try to claim the deliverance, but they don't trust God. Because sometimes in the deliverance, there might be instructions. In the deliverance, there might have not been you having to compromise a stand. There are factors. Okay, we'll see Daniel quickly. I trust we'll be able to touch it before we're done today. He was delivered in the lion's den because he took a stand for God. He took a stand. Now, the mercy of God, and that's why I love it. Yeah, goodness and mercy. Mercy shows up a lot at times when we mess up, and we do get to mess up. So thank God that his mercy is everlasting. Okay? But he now wants us to take a stand. Take a stand of trust. Take a stand of knowing his own character and standing firm with him. If you remember when God told Abraham in Genesis 17, I am the Almighty God. I am El Shaddai. He said to him, walk before me and be blameless. That was after the whole Ishmael incident. There seemed to have been silence for quite a while. And then God shows up and say, hey, walk before me, be blameless. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. So his mercy guards us and guides us away from errors, even self-inflicted errors. And I'm super grateful for that. I'm a recipient of that as much as I know you are. All right. And then he says, okay, get back online and then stick to the plan. So I will say, of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers. Hallelujah. And under his wings will I trust again. All right. His truth and his shield. All right. His truth will be my shield and my buckler. His truth, his word, the reality of his word. All right. You will not be afraid of the terror by night. Hallelujah. Nor of the arrow that flies by day. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. Nor of the destruction that wasted in noonday. 8,000 may fall at your side. This is God's word to you, guy. All right. Child of God. Guy, lady, woman, you know, guys generally though. But you personally now. All right. 1,000 may fall at your side. And 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. This is God's word. All right? If this is Moses, you would know that Moses confronted Pharaoh. And not once could Pharaoh even lift the finger to kill the man. Someone is harassing you, your kingdom. You can't even kill him. the big old Pharaoh, can't touch Moses, could even dare to. And if this is David, he was a man of war, you know, except for one case that we know that was almost killed. But David was a man of war. Glory to God. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes would you see and behold the reward of the wicked, right? Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, who is my habitation, all right? Your habitation, rather. All right? Because you've made him, all right? Your habitation, made him your home. It says, no evil will befall you, neither will any plague come near your dwelling. For he will give his angels, verse, you know, 11 now. He will give his angels charge over you, right, to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon would you trample under feet. Because you have set your love upon God, he will deliver you. Your love is on him, your trust, right? I will set you on high because you have known my name. This is important, please. Known my name. We go again to the beginning. El Elyon, Most High, El Shaddai, Almighty, Refuge, Fortress, God. It says, you have known, that means you have an understanding of me. We would see all this in the Amplified. Amplified is sweet when it comes to Psalm 91. Amplified is sweet, all right? Amplified is sweet when it comes to Psalm 91. And because you've known my name, he will call upon me and I will answer, all right? I will be with him in trouble, okay? And I'm not just being with him to hang out with him. No, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Allow me, I'd want you to play around with a few other translations, but let's just hit straight the Amplified Classic, and then if need be, all right, or maybe not if need be, if we can, we would do a few others, but just a few other things to touch, all right? So, he who dwells, Amplified Classic, in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Please read this Amplified, all right? Please read it if you can, like once or twice before this day is over, please, all right? If you can, right after we're done, read this Amplified version, right? It's just 16 verses, please. Verse 2, I'm saying that so that, you know, sometimes like you sit in a lecture, then you come out of class and then just spend time gisting with some friends, and like half of what you were taught is not, you didn't tie it down. Yeah, you try and like, oh, what teacher said stuff, what was it? Or you came out of church and hey, just gist of folk, and then you forgot like most of what was said. So I'm just saying you could just quickly, right after now, read. Let me just read through, all right? Read like once, read like twice. And then you could now move around, message, NLT, you know, and all of that, okay? Now, King James is quite close, all right? Most preachers will still use King James because King James, and I think I can say that, is very, very close to original translation, all right? Now, a message is not a translation, actually. A message is a paraphrase. So some of our newer Bibles are like paraphrases. So that's like the translator not necessarily translating, but looking at a thought for thought. This is, you know, like what they are saying here, you know, so talk for another day. All right. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. Read that on your own again, please. For then he will, please notice this, because I trust, I like the way that I put it. Verse 3 says, for then he will deliver you. For then, your trust is there, all right? He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And from when you get into trouble, do you quickly think of God first? You think of like 10, 5 people, you know, all those kind of stuff, all right? Now, God won't stop you from thinking of people, because God might have to use people also to get you out, all right? For then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will trust and find refuge. His truth and faithfulness, all right, a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day. And I hope you know these things fly. So don't get busy getting distracted by that. Face the secret place where you are, all right? Face it. Nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side,
10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Amen. Only a spectator, beautiful, amplified. Only a spectator shall you be, listen to this, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as you witness the reward of the wicked. I mean, I remember, I think we're on campus back there, maybe HN1, HN2, when we saw this and, you know, we're screaming. I'm trying to remember if it was HN1 or 2, maybe even 92. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, awesome. Yourself inaccessible in a secret place of the Most High. This is your portion, child of God. This is your portion because you're in Christ. So you're in the most inaccessible place, okay? Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, there, verse 10, because there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague, including COVID, all right, or anything anybody else come up with now and forever. There, where you are, that secret place, verse 9 into 10, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your dwelling. Right, if you're more conscious of the plague and the calamity and the fact that some things are contagious and all, then you are not as conscious as your secret place as you are. Switch, child of God. Switch, please. Switch. I beg you. All right. Glory to God. All right. So it says here, all right, that there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Your tent is your house, all right? So you could use tent for my house, my physical building. You could use tent for my car. If you sit in a car, you could use tent. Your body is your tent too. Hope you know that your body is a temple. So your tent, your body, your dwelling house. So apply, please, child of God, apply. Okay? No evil, no plague, no calamity. So they say, oh, you've got this. You've got this disease. You've got, no. This is my tent. This is where I live. My spirit lives inside this body. This is my tent, all right? Glory to God. So verse 11 says, for he will give his angels, and I want you to focus here, please. He will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. This also, I remember when I saw years ago, like, oh my goodness. All right, so Amplified says, there's something about you being in the right place. There's something about you being on track. Now, once again, the mercy of God is available. All right? The mercy of God, and that's why, please, like I said, if you can, all right, please, this Sunday, listen to what I'll be saying to the church this Sunday morning. 9 a.m. is our service time, but when you're done with your own church service, you could please just come to Spreaker here, find me like you do for Faith Boost, click for Sunday Morning Spirit Action Center, you get it, and by 5 p.m. Nigerian time, please, listen to what I'm saying in the influence, so you would be doubly blessed, all right, because very many times we're in places and we're not clear whether we should be there. We're there either by sentiment or by pressure or just by fun or anything. No, there's nothing wrong with fun, please. And nothing wrong with having relationships and commitment to people, but understand where you need to be. Understand it. If Joseph stayed in the home with baby Jesus and Mary, they might have been hurt. The instruction from the angel was get them out, all right? Get them out. This is exciting. I see a spillover to tomorrow. It will bless you. It will bless you, all right? So, it says, for he will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend you and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. All right, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because, please notice this again, amplify, because he knows and understands my name. Please notice, please. Has a personal revelation of my mercy, love, and kindness. Trust and relies on me, knowing that I will never forsake him. No, never. This is deep. So saying, oh, he has known my name. How King James puts it. Amplified helps us to amplify it. Because that's what it does, all right? Helps to amplify. Okay, I'll read that again, please. It says, because he has set his love upon me, all right, I will deliver him, or will I deliver him? I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name. All right, please understand this, all right? Because he knows and understands my name, okay? Please get this. In bracket, has a personal revelation of my mercy. One of the things we are told about David is, you know, there's something called the sure mercies of David. David understood how to connect with the mercy side of God because God is merciful. His anger is just for a teeny, bitty moment. And in Christ, just we don't even have that anger. We have the mercy of God. So it says, you know and understand my mercy, love and kindness. All right. And now it says, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never fail, you know, never forsake him. No, never. This is you building, you know, a revelation on the character of God. You've come to know who he is. And how do you know he is? You study the word. See how God dealt with Abraham. See how God dealt with Moses. See how God dealt with David. See the revelation of God through Christ Jesus and what God says. You're like, oh, and then you listen to teaching tapes that won't just, that you understand the character of God. This is the will of God for you, all right? So verse 15 and 16 says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him with long life. I'll satisfy him and I'll show him my salvation. I'll show him, all right, if this were, now this is, Old Testament is written in Hebrew, New Testament in Greek. But if this were Hebrew, I mean Greek rather, New Testament, it basically is soteria, all right, salvation. But yet again in Hebrew, it's the same point of you are delivered, you are rescued, you are secure, you're safe, all right. So you, child of God, are enjoying the security and the safety of God. Now, the 11th verse again says, he will give his angels a special charge over you. He did it in the Old Testament. He is still doing it in the New Testament. All right? He is still doing it. Tomorrow we'll pick a few examples in the Bible. God is still doing it. Angels are still ministering. Hebrews 1:14 says, are the angels not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to you who are heirs of salvation? And Hebrews chapter 12:22 says, you have come to Zion where there is an innumerable company of angels. Please remember, goodness and mercy follow you. That means you have a load, all right, heavy load of angels, all right, following you. Heavy load of angels every single day. So as you charge into your day, or maybe it's nighttime as you go to bed, or it's afternoon already, wherever you're, whatever time you're listening, remember you're not alone. You're not alone. He gives angels charge over you. Who is he? Your refuge. Who is he? Your fortress. Who is he? Your God. In him you trust. He is your father, all right? Have that in mind. Have that in mind. Have that in mind. He's El Elyon. He's El Shaddai. I will see you tomorrow. Okay, bless you.